unfortunately, today we've announced that our line two, our production line on line two, we're going to reduce from three shifts back to two shifts. Unfortunately, this will mean that we're going to release 365 staff on temporary contracts. We've been so impressed with these staff that we're going to look to try and bring them back. And obviously, we have it's a large plant with a lot of turnover, so we're going to seek to try and bring those people back in the next 12 months if we can. About 30 people a month leave, so hopefully we'll be able to bring those people back into those jobs.
It's just 4 months since you went to 24-hour production, and that was a historic moment for the Wearside plant. Is this a backtrack for Nissan?
I don't think so, really. To give a bit of background, we went to three shifts for a specific purpose. We had a lot of new model launch activities, a lot of ramp-up activities, so we went to three shifts to meet the regional launch peak where we're filling dealers and we're filling the pipeline up. And we always intended that the three-shift operation on line two would reduce in volume. As it transpires, it's lower than what we anticipated slightly, and it's just we've always operated at the bottom end of the three shift. It's actually tipped us under into the top end of two shift, so we're going to move to two shift because for the business that's the right thing to do. And actually, these kind of changes are quite common in a car factory. We would normally deal with these changes through either overtime reduction or a slight line balance adjustment, but because we're at the bottom end of the three shift capacity range, it's actually just tipped us over, which is unfortunate.
Is this something you see as a precautionary measure so that you don't end up in deeper water like during the recession?
Oh, absolutely not. This plant's famous for its agility. We look ahead to what the market's going to do in the near future and we size ourselves to do that. That's always what we've done. It makes us competitive, and actually it's good for jobs because you've just got to look at the increase in jobs that we've had in this plant over the last 3 or 4 years. It's been tremendous.
So you don't see this as bad or sad news?
Absolutely not. The plan's still in place. We do intend to build over 500,000 cars again this year. We did it last year, we're going to do it this year. And of course, we've got a new model launch in the year after. We've got the new Infiniti model launching in 2015, which again's on this line. So I think it firmly cements this line's future.